Hare Krishna. I am in a town called Sombate. It's a place where I haven't been for quite some time. And in 1992, we had a big festival here. We have a very active Nampata. And yesterday I was at another town, which is similarly, well, this one is on the border of Austria, that one's on the border of Czech. And this other town is called Jur, which we also have devotees. And both these places, I'd really like to see Prabhupada's vision of Govinda restaurant centers manifest. It's going to take some time. And Saturday, Sunday, this is going to be sort of my days off, rest days, which I haven't had for the last, I think, since I've come back from India. In the three days prior to leaving Budapest, I was giving seminar from Rindra Swarup Prabhu's book, Founder Acharya. And that's on the Hungarian part of the website in six parts. And it was really very well appreciated and received by the devotees, and I really headed the podcast by saying, please listen to this, because I think it's such an important topic, important subject. The understanding of Srila Prabhupada's position as the founder of Acharya. Let me give a little overview of that topic. Although I'd already spoken about it, I think, last year, as well as this year, when I went to Rindra Swarup Prabhu's seminars on it. It's seminal, foundational, critical knowledge that all devotees, especially the non-Prabhupada disciple, by that I mean initiated disciple devotees, but of course for Prabhupada's direct disciples as well, to be aware of. I say it's important for successive generations because that's where the test of the resilience of the Krishna consciousness movement is going to be tested as generations go by. And not that it's not being tested now, but at least we're keeping pace. The one thing that's certainly going to ensure that the Krishna consciousness movement does remain intact is devotees' knowledge of and fidelity to the authority and the order of the founder Acharya. Now, the first topic in this regard is this word itself, founder Acharya, which is unusual because it's English and Sanskrit. It's a compound of two words, founder and Acharya. And it's a word that you don't find, per se, in Shastra. But it's a word that does have, or has been referred to, specifically in the writings of disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, writings that were reviewed by our Param Guru. There was one book called Sri Krishna Chaitanya, which, interestingly enough, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur personally took 2 months to edit. It was the book which his traveling preachers who were heading off to India were taking with him, the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in there, the use of the word founder Acharya refers to Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, Ramanujacharya, Acharyas of these four sampradayas, and the description that comes along with it is that when a certain sampradaya loses its message, loses its mission, then the Lord sends a founder Acharya to reestablish the integrity of the philosophy and the preaching spirit of that sampradaya. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur personally did not take on the title of founder Acharya. Usually he used the word president Acharya, and that's how he was referred to. However, there is a reference to him as the founder Acharya of the Gaudiya Math, and that was in one of the publications which coincided with the opening of the Bagh Bazar temple. And in that, he's also called the founder Acharya. And certainly we can see that that is what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did do, is that aside from continuing the mission of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he formalized in the form of a legal structure the activities of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and he set up an institution with the purpose of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. Acharya, everyone knows what Acharya means. It has multiple meanings. Hare Krishna. One meaning is one who teaches by example, which really is every devotee is meant to be teaching by example. Yadyara acharati shrestas. Another meaning is the spiritual head of a institution. That can be taken in two ways. One is just the regular spiritual head of an institution, and another one is that among such spiritual heads, a very outstanding figure who has the authority to make changes in the methodology of presenting Krishna consciousness, as well as even in certain practices, as Srila Prabhupada did, for instance, in having Brahmacharinis live in temples and adjusting chanting of what he originally wanted, 64 rounds to 16 rounds, and making that a criterion for going back home, back to God. Founder, well, someone who founds, someone who begins a spiritual lineage. Or, as we've continued with that previous description, someone who revitalizes a existing spiritual line. Srila Prabhupada became the founder Acharya of ISKCON, and he gave us the name. He insisted that we use the name. He became extremely insistent when we neglected to use that name, so much so that Bhakti Chumaraj even writes that he was a little perplexed how Srila Prabhupada, who is so humble and meek, why he was so insistent on this title. And when we understand the meaning of founder Acharya, then it becomes very, very clear. Because what had happened is that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had revived the original mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which had gone through different waves of purity and impurity, success and complete dormancy, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time through to the Goswamis, and then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, then again Bhaktivinoda Thakur revived things, finally he himself. But once again we saw, without belaboring the point and getting into the issue too much, how Srila Prabhupada in his books wrote that the reviving of Gaudiya Sampradaya and Lord Chaitanya's mission of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world again died after Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left this world. Why? Because his disciples didn't follow his instructions. They became satisfied in just staying and living in their temples and practicing spiritual life like that, even though they may have been good sadhakas and good practitioners. And so in this way, the real mission for which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had come, had been prayed for, came to an end. And Srila Prabhupada, although he tried his best to cooperate with his godbrothers, both when he was in India and when he came to the West, but he got nowhere. And therefore, his final conclusion was that he will have to start another society, that he will not be able to do this mission of preaching around the world with Gaudiya Math or one of Gaudiya Math's branches. He will have to start another society, and that society is going to have to be the emissary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And to emphasize that, Srila Prabhupada took on this title of Founder Acharya, that which emphasizes both his position and the position of ISKCON. ISKCON is not a branch of Gaudiya Math. ISKCON is not a continuation of Gaudiya Math. ISKCON is the alternative to the Gaudiya Math. And it remains a viable alternative as long as the members of ISKCON continue to do fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desires. If they don't, then ISKCON goes the same way of the Gaudiya Math. So Srila Prabhupada therefore established ISKCON, and he emphasized his position so that we can understand that once again it is here where the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is being realized, and the mission of the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement is to continue on with that mission. A lot more to be said about Founder Acharya, and perhaps I shall say more tomorrow, but I think that's good for the day. Hare Krishna.